Growing up in Baltimore City, Rob Jackson says basketball was the sport he saw all around him. But when he entered the military in 2000, he started training and running. It kind of changed his life, greatly helping to relieve stress and anxiety. He even started a running group in the city called Riot. Running is our therapy. Riot welcomes all skill levels, genders, and races, and they have about 100 members who, before the pandemic, would get together for group runs throughout the week. As a Black man in Baltimore City, he just feels safer running in a group.
Running is a very white sport. Like most runners, if you walk around the harbor or certain neighborhoods, you will see the majority of runners are white.
Running USA takes a survey every year. Their 2020 survey showed that out of the 4,000 participants, 85% of runners are white and 3% of runners are Black. Reasons vary for why running is predominantly a white sport, but Jackson says he feels exposed and vulnerable running in a city that is still very segregated. He says you could look at running like the ultimate lesson in white privilege.
I'm more a certain way just being a Black man in America. Like, you never know what somebody's going to do, and you got to, you know, react. You know, you run in certain neighborhoods, you know, you see a Black man running down the street, they looking at you like, whoa, 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 what's going on?
When he read articles and saw the footage of Ahmaud Arbery, he knew it reached millions of people, but for him, it felt very personal. Like he himself narrowly escaped.
And for me, it hit home like, yo, I've 39 years I avoided my whole life, you know, avoiding the legal system, you know. And for me to die running, that easily could have been me, like running down the street in the wrong, well, no neighborhood is the wrong neighborhood because I can run anywhere I want.
So when the issue came about in Georgia, I think that a lot of people related because they've had similar incidents, maybe not to that extreme, but a moment where it could have gone to that extreme.
Valencia Hike lives in White Marsh and runs with several diverse groups, but she mostly goes out with the group Black Girls Run. She likes the friendships and support she finds there. But unlike Jackson, she's hit with more racially charged incidents when she runs with a group.
Like running in the harbor or the promenade and wanting to run on the water and enjoying that. Lots of runners enjoy that route because it's beautiful and you're on the water. But people are feeling uncomfortable. They're grabbing their bags. Why is this big group of people of color running through here? Like, what's going on? Is something happening?
She's encountered racial profiling while jogging with Black Girls Run.
We've been stopped. We've had police drive up and ask us what we're doing.
Hike also remembers a time when she was running on a city sidewalk. A driver started backing up her car from the street and almost hit her. Hike called out to catch the driver's attention.
She proceeded to say racial slurs to me and got an attitude with me. And my response was, she's in a vehicle. I need to think about my safety at this point, and I need to not say anything. I need to de-escalate the situation.
Hike says she wants others to acknowledge the racism that many Black runners experience in their own communities, not just in Georgia or on that random day in February. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
There are almost 20,000 running trails winding around Baltimore's parks and lakes. The city is popular for runners. Across the country, runners join the national movement by running 2.23 miles to mark the birthday of Ahmaud Arbery, who was fatally shot by two white men while jogging in Georgia earlier this year. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden brings us this report that looks at running while Black in Baltimore.